Democrats are divided and despondent after Republican victories in midterm elections on Tuesday. House Minority Leader Richard Gephardt resigned his party post yesterday, heightening concerns about who will lead the party out of its doldrums. And there's little agreement within the party about where the Democrats should go, more to the right, more to the left. Jack Pitney is professor of government at Claremont McKenna College in Claremont, California. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the identity of the Democratic Party now?
Well, in the eyes of most average people, the identity of the Democratic Party is still Bill and Hillary Clinton. They're the most prominent and most visible Democrats, and they were very active in the 2002 campaign. After them, it would certainly be Al Gore, who, after all, won the popular vote in 2000. Dick Gephardt, Tom Daschle, badly wounded after the results of 2002, Gephardt out of the leadership entirely, and Daschle demoted to minority leader. So as far as people who are currently in office go, perhaps Senator Clinton, but as far as the rest of the potential field of leaders is concerned, the public is kind of hazy.
What does it say about the Democrats that the party turned to Walter Mondale and Frank Lautenberg in Senate races?
Well, it means Democrats have a nostalgia for the past, and in the case of Mondale, a very mixed past. After all, the last time Walter Mondale was on a ballot before 2002, he lost 49 states to Ronald Reagan and almost lost Minnesota. So particularly in that state, Democrats have a real problem with their bench. In the state of New Jersey, you have a fairly fractious party, a lot of ambitions, and Frank Lautenberg seemed like a safe choice. There are other parts of the country, such as here in California, where the Democrats are actually in much stronger shape.
In the House, California Representative Nancy Pelosi and Texas Congressman Martin Frost are competing to replace Gephardt as minority leaders. What is their potential as leaders?
Well, both Frost and Pelosi bring different strengths and weaknesses to the table. Frost, somewhat more moderate than Pelosi, probably closer to the center, and that's a big part of his pitch to fellow Democrats, that he could put a face on the party that's more appealing to the great middle of the American vote. Frost, however, has kind of a hard edge in his public appearances and may not put forward as appealing a face as Nancy Pelosi, who is a very warm personality. But the problem from the Democratic standpoint is Pelosi is what Jean Kirkpatrick famously called a San Francisco Democrat, very liberal, very progressive on social issues, and not necessarily the most appealing face for the Democratic Party, particularly in much of the South.
Isn't it difficult for Democrats to regain traction when voters seem to gravitate toward Republicans on the war in Iraq and Homeland Security?
That's right. A big problem for Democrats is that voters have tended to trust Republicans more on national security issues, really since Dwight Eisenhower. And it's quite telling that the Democrats had their breakthrough in presidential politics in the 1990s, precisely when domestic policies overshadowed national security issues. Well, that was a turned out to be a very brief period that ended on September 11th, 2001. And now that the attention is back on bombs and rockets, the Republicans are in a much stronger position.
I hear the president has a new economic initiative he wants to propose at the beginning of the year. Maybe that'll give the Democrats an opportunity.
Yeah, because Democrats still have considerable strength on economic issues. If the defining issue of the 2002 campaign had been Social Security, the Democrats probably would have done much better. The same with issues such as the environment or prescription drugs. So it's not that Democrats are bereft of issues, rather the emphasis on homeland security tended to eclipse or overshadow the issues on which they were strong.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Jack Pitney is professor of government at Claremont McKenna College in Claremont, California.